Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Plenty to discuss today. Barstool Nate and Pete Haley will join the program. I want to have a serious discussion on Roger Goodell's testimony tomorrow in front of Congress. Roger Goodell will speak. By all accounts, Dan Snyder will not speak. They have moved to the time of this hearing. It was slated for 10 a.m. It's now slated for 11 a.m. Got a press release on that in my inbox this morning.
Yeah.
So,
will we be live streaming it?
Our plan, assuming the creek don't rise, is we take Roger Goodell live when the time comes.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if this thing starts at 11, I imagine some politicians will pat themselves on the back for a little while, and then Roger will show up. So, My guess is we hear from Roger like 11:15, 11:30. You know, you don't want the warm-up band to kill off the crowd. You want the warm-up band to get the crowd ready for the headliner.
Yeah.
And Goodell is certainly the headliner.
If he says, I'm doing good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, dude. I got a really good night's sleep last night. I went to bed at like 9:45.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, you got after it, huh?
Well, not necessarily. We just sat down. We got a nice bottle of bourbon that was given to me by a bottle of E.H. Taylor Jr., small batch. It was unbelievable. So we had a glass of that, and then they decided they wanted seafood. And luckily, I had gotten all of these gift certificates when I played in this golf tournament. They were $50 a piece. We had about five or six of them. And then
to what place?
Chase and Tail. Still had to pay $200.
Damn.
But
that's a good haul.
They enjoyed it. And then this morning, I was up at 4 something, making sure Bria and Deshaun got out safely and all, because they were catching a flight back down to Bradenton. They had some meetings today with something with their house, and then they're on a flight tomorrow to St. Lucia.
Oh, wow. Good for them. So they're doing the honeymoon right away. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
St. Lucia has that huge mountain, right? Like, it's obviously a Caribbean beach resort, but it also has this mountain that I think people climb.
I'm not climbing no mountains. You know what they have? In mountains? Snakes.
I mean, your fear of snakes is remarkable.
No, it's not fear. Let's get it straight. It's respect. I respect snakes. I respect lightning. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I think you might respect snakes too much. I don't think snakes are as big of an issue as you do. Lightning, I get it. If we're out
around here and it's just black snakes in the area, they're not that big of an issue. But when you go certain places, the poisonous snake, they are a damn issue.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Yeah. So my thing is, around here, people claim, you know, you don't have poison snake. That's what they used to tell me. Then all of a sudden I go anywhere on a golf course, you're near water, oh, watch out the moccasins. Okay, that's poisonous snakes. I start reading up on some stuff. You got the tree rattlers that are all over this area. Nobody even knew that. They're smaller, they're not as big, but still they got poison in them. So my thing is, I respect them. because, you know, they can make themselves look like everything else. So I told you about the one little thing I had when I was at Andrews Air Force Base playing. When I played golf, I used to always put my foot, like, right behind the ball to look down my line. And this time I was right next to a bunch of bushes. So I said, something just said, don't put your feet there. So I put my club there, and a snake strikes the damn club. I've been shook ever since.
You know what? That makes sense to be shook. I've never really had a run-in with a snake, which is probably why I'm not that shook.
Yeah.
But, like, in the list of like, random things, random events that I'm more concerned of than snakes, I would put, like, carjacking and having, like, my identity theft stolen ahead of snakes.
Identity theft, I mean, it's a treacherous thing, but you know what? You might be able to get that back and work it out. That snake, the wrong snake hit you, you might be done.
Well, dude, I told you my aunt got bit by I was a little boy at the time, but I want to say it was a rattlesnake. And it messed her up for, like, months. Months.
I think you were already bit by a snake then, right? Then if that's the case. Because you've been messed up for years. You know what I'm saying? You already been bit by a snake in your life. You've been messed up for years.
Kind of funny. Speaking of being messed up, though, dude, I got to tell you about this dream I had last night. And it's kind of gross, so bear with me.
Wait. A gross dream?
Yeah, not a cool one.
Worse than your normal stuff.
Maybe you could call it a nightmare even. I don't know. But it stuck with me, and I got to tell you about it.
All right, let's go.
So we all know I got attacked by consecutive days by ticks last week.
Yeah.
The first guy didn't bite me. I was able to brush him off. The second guy bit me a little bit, and I had to pull his little legs out, whatever that is. But by and large, I felt fine. Like, I think I'm fine. I know there's real concern that perhaps I'll become a superhero or a mutant, though.
No, we didn't say that.
Mutant, you did.
Yeah, mutant, I did say that. But a superhero, we didn't say.
No, that was when you were out. We talked about me becoming a superhero also.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps only I talked about that, but it was discussed. Landfill, Jeff Walker could confirm that we talked about me possibly becoming a superhero. We couldn't rule it out, is all I'm saying.
Jeff Walker actually can't confirm that.
Is he just not here?
He's not here right now. Also, it never happened. That's why he can't confirm it either.
So, last night I have this dream. And you know how dreams, like, you don't know exactly where you are? Like, I think I'm kind of at the beach where I'm at now at my in-laws' place. Like, mm-hmm. with my wife's family. And I reach in my belly button and I feel a tick. And I'm like, Father Ducker.
Wait, yesterday?
Tick.
Oh, you're this in the dream. This is a dream.
This is in the dream. Okay. Last night.
Okay. I'm like, damn, God, what are you doing?
I also got stung by a bee on Friday afternoon. I meant to tell you that.
Oh, Lord.
But, so last night I'm having this dream. And in my belly button there's a tick. And I'm like, damn it. And I throw it away, and I'm, like, doing something else, and then I look down, and there's another tick. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then, dude, like, within 30 seconds, there's just ticks flying out of my belly button. Like, they live inside of my belly. And this is just the most disturbing image I've had in a dream in a very long time. And, frankly, I don't know what the hell I should do, and I wonder if this tick's getting the better of me. This tick's in my head.
So
I think
subconsciously, well, consciously, you have been truly, truly worried about all that stuff the other day. I think when you came on and say, I just pulled a tick out of my leg, that's where it messed with you at, because you didn't pull a tick out your leg. You knocked a tick off the hair on your leg. It was just running across you.
That was the first day.
Then the second day you get one and you say that one bit you. Did it leave blood or anything?
Yeah, I sent a picture in the group thread.
Okay, I did. I remember that now.
It was legit. Like, I think I got him out before he, you know, really went to like, if I had to guess, that tick only had an appetizer. Like, he was probably still hungry and wanted, you know, a steak and dessert, but I got him out. But it was legit, like, he was in there. I had to pull part of it out. It was gross.
Based on your dream, it sounds like the tick didn't necessarily bite you, but it might have been laying its eggs.
Yeah, in your belly button.
I'm so
get in my belly.
Is this Is this the first stage of me becoming a mutant?
We already think you're a mutant. We were just trying to give it another reason. We didn't want to blame the people that birthed you.
It
in
sounds
this world,
like
so we wanted to just try to find something else because you are a little different.
It sounds like the tick, you know, DNA has kind of like fused with yours, and now it's affecting your brain functions.
Honestly, that's kind of what I think too. Let's hope I can ride this out. Let's hope I can escape. Yeah,
Shep came and sat in here with us one day for like 3 hours, didn't he? Then he hung with you at the event. He said, man, that dude JP is crazier than I thought he was. he said, how did they decide to put you two together? And I just looked at the sky and I was like, I don't know. I would need to find out from CK, did they go to something, you know, like the dating apps, they go to a dating app, they find out the like-minded people. Did they find like a co-host app and say, well, those two fools could deal with each other?
That would be a good question for CK. Like, what made you decide to mix up this cocktail?
Oh, yeah.
So, kind of the news in Washington is that Roger Goodell is slated to testify tomorrow in front of the House Oversight Committee about their seemingly never-ending investigations into the commander's workplace culture. And obviously, the culture was a mess. It was It was awful. A lot of people were harassed and, you know, vulnerable, and they came forward, and those people deserve to be heard. But it's crazy how this keeps going on and on and on, and it almost, now you've got to a point where the commissioner's going to talk and Dan isn't going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it just opens a million more questions, not to mention, I believe the NFL – and now the Federal Trade Commission have their own investigations going about new allegations revealed last time Dan was hauled in front of Congress and new information that emerged from, you know, Congress's investigation. So this thing's not going anywhere. But the biggest news of the morning, I would say, B, and I want to do an in-depth Goodell thing later in the show. We're going to open up the phone lines. And I want everybody to tell me what they think Goodell will say and what they think Goodell should say. Because often what we should do and what we actually do are quite different. And I imagine tomorrow will be an example of it. Mm-hmm. But the big news today, and I'm sure you've seen it by now, B, Brooks Koepka says he's going to the LIV Tour.
We figured that yesterday when we said his brother's already there. And when you said a big name. Brooks Koepka has won some nice events. He won some majors. Yep. But I don't think many people really like him or really think he's that big of a name.
So I think I tend to agree with you. Honestly, Brooks and DJ, I kind of have a similar vibe on that their game is elite, right? No disputing that. But I think they don't seem that interested in playing, honestly. Yeah. Like,
and they want to make all the money without doing the work.
Totally.
And that's why they're going to the Greg Norman 54 tour.
Right. And, you know, Greg Norman is extremely steamed up to try to kill off the PGA Tour, which is just bizarre. You'd think a guy with his wealth and stature would move on from whatever petty squabbles happened 30 years ago when he was playing golf, but whatever.
He blames them for him not winning.
Right. He should blame him for him not winning.
There you go.
The new name, though, that's emerged that I think is pretty interesting is Colin Morikawa. Because to me, what the LIV has gotten so far, the people that have committed are generally past their prime. I mean, especially like Phil and some of the Lee Westwood dudes like that. Now, I'm not saying DJ and Brooks Koepka can't win any weekend, any major, anywhere. But, you know, I wouldn't say they're at the peak of their career. I guess DJ won wanted Augusta only 2 years ago. But if these young stars start going, like, have we heard a lot from Jordan Spieth on this? Or what about Scottie Scheffler? Like, if Scottie Scheffler went, would be – I don't want to say
Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, those guys seem to have the mindset like Tiger, like this leaving a legacy and things like that. And they've made a ton of money. So they are in a better place than a lot of these other guys because they have the, you know, the marketing backup and all that type. So, hell, Rory signed a $250 million deal some years ago. And he's going and he makes a ton. Jordan had a $100-something million deal with Under Armour outside of the extra PGA Tour and the things he's doing. Right. You know, so those guys are just like when you and I, when you talk all the time about the Washington Commanders and how Terry McLaurin has never had that big payday, which means he wants that payday. The other guys had it, so they could probably deal a little better. Terry needs to get it. So when I look at the big name guys that are on the tour, they've had those paydays. And they still have the ability to make even more. You know what I'm saying? Without having to leave this tour and go to another tour that's trying to make it.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I don't know. I read that there was a really good article this morning from Kevin Clark in The Ringer talking about how there's no winners here. You just get two disjointed tours that provides a worse product for golf fans like you and I. Like, mm-hmm. it turns into boxing, you know, like where there's the best players aren't going up against one another because it's all about money and cash grabs. And at least we'll still have the majors. I think it's wild to think how much pull Augusta has in all this. Like, if the Masters says anybody from the LIV Tour can't play in the Masters, I don't think any of these young guys would go.
Yeah.
Like Westwood and Phil. I mean, Phil's won it a couple times. Westwood isn't really competing for it anymore. You know, like, but if you, the thrill of Augusta, I think, is probably the only thing that outweighs the millions of the Saudis.
Yeah. I think right now, the money is just making people want to jump for it. If the majors ever come together and say, if you're on that tour, you don't play, all of a sudden now they're going to start figuring some stuff out. They will not want to be on that tour. But I think right now the money is so huge that all they think about is the green. They don't care about anything else. And I'm not talking about a green jacket. They're talking about some dollars. And I think if the U.S. Open and the PGA and the Masters and the Open Championship, if all those people come out and say, we are not going to take people from that tour. Now, that tour is done.
Absolutely. And I think just because LIV players were in this past U.S. Open doesn't mean that it'll go like that forever.
Yeah.
And I think the R&A, who controls the British Open or the Open, as they like to call it, will work closely with the USGA to figure this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'd like to figure out. Pro Football Focus did a salary cap analysis of all 32 NFL teams, and they did it over a three-year span. Where do the Commanders rank in that three-year span?
You'll
find out when we come back. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But you're here with me. I appreciate that.
VA.
Terrapins. If they were short,
how proud
cheese,
you felt when you heard that, when you heard Jay-Z throw out that.
That got a lot of run in College Park.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure.
How about this? Colin Morikawa just came out and just tweeted this. To state for the record, once again, you all are absolutely wrong. I've said it since February at Riviera that I'm here to stay on the PGA Tour, and nothing has changed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to pour cereal in my milk.
How about milk in the cereal?
I've got cereal to pour in my milk, is what he wrote.
Oh, wow.
But either way, very clear.
He's making sure that I'm not going to that other tour. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
If those dollars go up a little bit more, will he remain there?
Right. Well, I wonder, too. They said there might be another big name. I think it could be Bubba.
Yeah, but Bubba
is probably
Bubba
a bigger
like,
name than he is a player at this point.
Yeah, you got that.
All right, B. I got something that I think might drive you a little bit crazy.
Okay, I'm with it.
All right, Pro Football Focus every year does a salary cap analysis of all 32 teams in the NFL. And they do it in three-year increments. And I'll say this about Pro Football Focus. You can like or not like their procedure and their... And sometimes it seems like they're pretty high on themselves. They're a pretty confident group of analysts. But at least they break down. They show their work. You know when you're doing like algebra homework and the teacher always would say, show your work? They show their work. They'll tell you how they arrive at these conclusions. So for their salary cap analysis, they look at, they rank teams by five categories and then see how much they deviate from the league average.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an important part of it because to measure salary cap viability and health, you can just look at who has the most cap space, right? Like, it's not that complicated. But that doesn't tell you anything at all if a team is good. So I'm reading this. They said, we've weighted each category to better reflect its importance in salary cap, roster construction, health. Most importantly, having a strong top 51 veteran valuation matters more. After all, who cares if you have a ton of salary cap space if you have no talent?
Yeah. And the thing about it, though, there are a lot of people with cap space, but they need extra people and talent, and they don't get there. That's why Joe Banner doesn't like me today. Because when I was in Philly, he would brag after the season about how low we were under the cap. And I'm like, we didn't win the Super Bowl, so that's nothing to be bragging about. maybe if you spent a little bit more of that money, we'll have some better people in other places to where we probably get over the hump. But we didn't.
Yeah, I think that's
being under the cap is not the end-all be-all. Here, I'd rather be right at the damn the crux of being over the cap and win it all. Like the Rams went after it last year.
So, to that point, one team we saw go for it, especially late in, as Drew Brees' career was kind of winding down, saw the Saints say F it to the salary cap and really try to keep everything together, and they had to pay Kamara and pay a bunch of players on the defense, and they paid Michael Thomas. And now they're kind of feeling the effects of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees is gone. The Saints, according to Pro Football Focus, are dead last, 32 out of 32 when it comes to salary cap health in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not that hard to see because they pushed all in on some really good playoff teams for a while. And I think if you go back to the Super Bowl that Jared Goff and the Rams got to, the Saints should have been there. I mean, that guy got mugged on the sideline.
Yeah, that was pass interference.
Right. So if you look down at the bottom of this list, you'll find some good teams and some bad teams. So 32 is New Orleans. 31 is Philly. Philly, I think, will actually take a step back this year, but they're still a good team. They're well built. They just started to really throw some money around, like the A.J. Brown deal and all that. One thing I note on this list is that it's heavily slated towards, if you have good players on rookie contracts,
mm-hmm.
they call that active draft capital, and nothing helps your organization more. So the number one team in salary cap health, you could make a legitimate argument, has the best or among the best player at arguably the two most important NFL positions. It's the Cincinnati Bengals, because you got Burrow on a rookie deal and you got Chase on a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think T. Higgins is still on a rookie deal. They added a bunch of – their defense was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys were kind of value-add free agents. They've spent a little bit in free agency, and they drafted to address their offensive line. So I can't wait to watch the Bengals again. But number one overall in salary cap health rank, Cincinnati Bengals. To me, that one's pretty damn obvious because you got Burrow and Chase on rookie deals, and everything else is kind of gravy, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think, Brian Mitchell, ranks number two in salary cap health?
You mentioned something earlier, and now you're asking me like that. Is it the Commanders?
It is the Commanders.
But this is the question I would ask about that. We watched the performance of the Cincinnati Bengals last year, and we saw results. And then when you see that where they're at, you can automatically work that with it. But just saying that Washington is in – salary cap health doesn't mean that they're at the level that the Cincinnati Bengals showed last year.
Hell no. This is not a metric that shows, you know, win probabilities or Super Bowl contending. It's just salary cap.
Because what's the old saying? Just win, baby. Davis, this was
Al Davis.
Davis. That's what it's about. Listen, you remember when the Marlins? I think came into baseball, whatever it was, the Marlins, and they won with the lowest salary cap, like the lowest. They were paying people the least amount. They would whoop people tail. I mean that. What if Washington was like in the worst salary cap health area and had won the Super Bowl? I think people are happy about that, but some of these things, like I mean, Pro Football Focus, they do a lot of great things. I'm gonna be honest with you, but talking about where somebody is with the money doesn't mean a lot to the people that's paying their money and not seeing a lot of winning.
So I wonder, honestly, if there are fans out there that are like, I don't care about this. Because fans oddly care about business-related things, right? Like, fans will get excited when the valuations go up, when the valuations go down. you know, Nats fans very much care about the kind of cockamamie TV deal. Now, some of that maybe it impacts their ability to spend, or at least that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are fans out there that are like, oh, we got so much cap space. And it's like, okay, cool. But until if you start spending it, then it's cool. But if not, you're just a team that doesn't use all of its allotment of cash.
Yeah. I think when you're when you're competing and you're at least in the parking lot of the dance, you know what? I can say, okay, cool. This stat makes sense to me. But if you're not even getting dressed at your house to go to the parking lot, it means nothing to me.
I'm with you, B. If so there's a dance and everybody wants to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can get in, but you know what helps your odds of getting in?
Being close to it.
Dressing nice.
Yeah.
Working out. Looking good. Like, you gotta, there's been a reluctance to spend money. And I know that they went and got a quarterback this year that carries, we'll call it roughly a $30 million salary cap hit. But for a quarterback, that's not even a lot of money. Quarterbacks are getting 40, 45 now. And not just the top of the top. Kirk got that. Like, the Wentz deal financially is frankly not a big deal. If he turns out ready to play, they got great value. Yeah. If you get 2019 Carson Wentz, I'm done chasing the ghost of 2017. 2019 Carson Wentz, or really last year's version of Carson Wentz, save for a couple left-handed interceptions in the whole Jacksonville game, it's a value play.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Rams going out there and throwing a sack of cash on the table and saying, we want everybody. It's a value play. You know where the Rams are on this list?
Where?
27th.
Yep. Won the Super Bowl. They're probably favorite to win it again this year.
Their effective cap space for this year, by these metrics, $6 million.
Mm-hmm. And they're probably saving that to sign Odell Beckham. another top-notch receiver. And you got the people they have. Now, look at all the positions they have. Look at the people they paid. And we're sitting – and the thing of it is, like, there are many ways to skin a cat. And I think we're trying to force-feed the old way. But the end result is winning games and getting to the playoffs and trying to get to a Super Bowl. It's not about – oh, man, look, see, we're saving money on the cap. We're in a great spot right now. But if you're sitting at home with us watching the playoffs, not good.
Not good. I'm going to explain exactly where Washington's top 51 veteran valuation ranks, because this honestly blows my mind a little bit. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Looking at the salary cap health of the Washington Commanders, according to Pro Football Focus, they rank second in the NFL in salary cap health. Now, of course, that could swing if this McLaurin deal gets done, but mm-hmm. Let's read what they wrote about this. Washington's annual offseason of distractions is well underway, and wide receiver Terry McLaurin and interior defender Daron Payne's contract holdouts are at the top of the list. I don't think it's fair to say Daron Payne has a contract holdout, but whatever. Most importantly, this means McLaurin hasn't been able to develop chemistry with new quarterback Carson Wentz as he awaits a well-deserved extension. That's also worded awkwardly because McLaurin is waiting for the extension, not Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all that said, Washington fares very well in our rankings, perhaps surprisingly well. The Commanders have invested a lot of money in draft capital at premium positions, edge defender, wide receiver, offensive tackle, corner, and they still have a lot of resources available, as the Commanders gave out the fewest total guarantees of any team in NFL free agency this offseason at just over $22 million. This is something. They gave out the fewest total guarantees of any team in the NFL this offseason. The off-ball linebacker position group remains a somewhat glaring weakness outside of 2021 first-round pick Jamin Davis, who is expected to greatly improve on his rookie season. But there really aren't many other holes to point to on this roster if Wentz plays well. That's a lot to take in for me.
Yeah.
This paragraph, Brian. Washington fares very well in our rankings, perhaps surprisingly well. The Commanders have invested a lot of money in draft capital at premium positions, edge defender, wide receiver, offensive tackle, cornerback. Okay, that's true. I don't know about a lot of money, but they have spent at wideout.
Mm-hmm.
They got Curtis Samuel, who had 6 catches last year.
Yeah.
So is that a good allocation of capital?
It's not a good allocation based off of the production you got. Now, if he comes back this year and he really just balls out, that's a different story. But ultimately, they have made this thing fit what they wanted, what their narrative was. Because when you're telling a fan base, oh, they're great in the salary cap position, they're wondering, why do we got to get rid of so many damn people this offseason then? You know? And where is our production to go along with it? I don't think it's like being like a negative just to ask the questions.
And I agree, dude.
Yeah, I think ultimately a lot of these things are put out. As I was told by John, people can make stats and whatever, say anything that they want them to say. It's according to how you want to promote this narrative. But I would think if people are in the best salary cap position are those that are winning – while in that position, not those that are just have the money and not winning.
Yeah, I mean, because so here's where I think I find the biggest hole in this logic is the Commanders in this rank 5th in top 51 veteran valuation. Now, that means production versus salary. I don't know how they could rank 5th in that category.
Mm-hmm.
First is the Cleveland Browns. Okay. 2nd is Tampa. I get Tampa. 3rd is Miami. It seems like a reach to me, but I recognize they had a really good offseason if things work out.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth is Buffalo, which makes sense. You got
lots of sense.
5th is the Commanders.
I don't think he thought it out completely when they started to put that together.
6 is the Eagles, 7's the Rams, Saints are 8.
Okay.
I don't know about this one, man. Like, all the math is here. Like, you can see how they arrived at the conclusion. But go ahead, please.
I would love to see everything and see what's weighted where. Because I still believe that making the playoffs and winning games that should be weighted higher than, oh, we got money to spend, but we're not. We
hell
spend.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the thing about it. Like, I would love to meet somebody from him and ask him straight up, you know, when you're putting this stuff together, do you ever really think about the fact that the team's not winning? Or winning is most important?
Should be. Supposed to be. A lot of things for us to discuss today. Barstool Nate will join the program in about a half hour. Robert Griffin III came out on Tweedledee. Tweedledum will join us at 12:30. I wanted to discuss the NHL. The NHL is having record-breaking revenue streams, and all of a sudden people are wondering how high the ceiling is for the NHL. I'm curious, Pete. Football is the king, right? Yeah. And will hold that crown for some time. But much like baseball and horse racing and boxing, like pro sports tend to peak and then valley as far as what the biggest one is. I'm curious what you think could be biggest. I want to talk RG3. I want to talk people wearing socks at the beach. I want to talk Jeff Walker losing the paper again.
Came here and asked me for the paper. I'm like, dude, I got here about the same time you did.
We'll talk about that. I think we wait and talk about it later so we don't all get flummoxed and frustrated. When we come back, let's talk RG3 pointing out how loaded the Commanders are. And let's ask a simple question. Why is he saying that? Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.